Number three, service. Now, how can you improve your service? What can you do to make your service level just a little bit better? Well, you know, sometimes you don't have to do a lot. Sometimes it only takes just a small little thing to make it extra. I'll give you an example. I was going to Pittsburgh a while ago, and I've got this thing about young kids, the way they dress and the way they look. I mean, it must be just my age, I don't know. You know, with the earrings and the tattoos and the spiked yellow hair, and I'm not prejudiced against them or anything. I hope they're not in customer service, because how do you deal with somebody like that when you're looking at them? It's like, you look like a monster. I don't know. So I go into the Quinta Inn to check in, and there he is, the poster boy for what I'm talking about. I mean, he had a thing on his lip. I don't know how he could eat soup. He had a tattoo. He had a spiked yellow haircut. He had the earrings. And I'm thinking, wow, look at this guy. So I walk up to the counter, and he says, "Well, hello, Mr. Orris. I see you're a sales trainer." I mean, this blew me away. This was so out of character. I thought the guy was going to say, you know, "What's up, bud?" But no, he answered me like that. I thought, wow, how did you know? How'd you know that? He said, "Well, you made your confirmation with your email, and your email is bob@bobmorris.com. So while I was waiting for you, I checked your website." Can you imagine? I mean, here's this young guy who actually made the connection between all the electronic stuff out there, and he brought it down to something real, where he said, "Hello, welcome." I mean, I was so impressed. Now I love these guys. Next time you see me, I'm going to have an earring. Maybe a tattoo. But in that time, I was so impressed with him, I wrote a letter to the CEO of La Quinta Inn. He wrote me back, sent me a free night. But it was worth it. That's something. Just go that little bit extra. And when you think about your customers, when you go in, do you visit their website? Do you Google them to see what kind of things they're getting, what kind of reviews they're getting on all the social restaurant sites? Do you check them out and get as much information as you can? And do you provide that level of interest when you go in to talk to them? And say, "I see you were on here. You got a great review on this. Here's some of your menu items. There are pictures of them online. They look fantastic. Your website looks great. It really looks good." I mean, what's that guy going to think? It's going to be like shock, like I was. You mean you actually looked at my stuff before you came in? Amazing. Absolutely blew me away. I fly a lot on Delta. I passed my 1 million miles maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I'm almost up to 2 million now. You know, 2 million miles on Delta is a lot of flying. And I frequently get upgraded to first class. And so out of all the times I've been upgraded to first class, there was one time that stood out more than any other time. And that was when the flight attendant went just a little bit above and beyond. Now, you always get good service when you fly Delta first class. I mean, how could you not? It's first class, and it is. It's great. But this flight attendant memorized everybody's name in first class. So when she went to give you drinks, she said, "Well, Mr. Smith, Mr. Jones, what would you like to drink? Oh, can I take your coat, Mr. Smith, you know, and take the coat and hang it up?" And she came to me, and she knows she could use my name. And everybody was just blown away. And then when we left, we were leaving, everybody said, "Boy, what a fantastic job you did. This was just outstanding, one of the best flights I've ever been on." Was it any better? The service level was actually just the same. But she just went that little bit extra and memorized everybody's name on the flight. And everybody was just endeared to her like you just wouldn't believe. Everybody was so appreciative of it. And that's the kind of service that if we can just go 4% higher, give something a little bit more, we're going to be good. Now, I was reading an interview. Someone was interviewing Henry Ford. And Henry Ford had a reputation for not listening to his customers. He built what he thought they should build, because he only built black cars for years. Everybody said, well, you should have a red one, or, you know, you should have a different color. He said, black is it. And they accused him of not being sensitive to his customers' needs. So in the interview, they said, they asked Henry Ford, do you ever ask your customers what it is they want, what it is they need? He said, if I asked them what they need, they would tell me a faster horse. Because they didn't even know about a car. Now, when we go in and ask our customers, what is it that you need? What are they going to say? Cheaper prices. So we already know that. So what we have to do is we have to go beyond that, and we have to know what they need before they even know it themselves. And what do they need? They need four things. They need bigger check sizes. They need a higher customer count. They need lower food cost. And they need lower labor cost. Those are the four things they need. So whenever you're talking about any one of those four things, you've got their interest. You're providing them with a service that nobody else is. Look, I've got a dessert line here, and this dessert line, once you put it in, we'll come and help you train your wait staff on how to sell it. It will increase your check size 25 cents based on what we've done with other restaurants. We've got this new mop that mops the floor better than anything else. And it will save you 2 hours a day in labor, because you're not having to wring that old one out and hang it up. This is just great. And at 2 hours a day, we'll add 10 hours a week, and it'll save you so much per year. Labor cost. So if we tie what we have in the warehouse to our presentation to what they need, then we're giving that little extra bit of service that they really want from a sales rep. That's what the service level is all about, is really caring about what they really need. Not what they say they need, but what they really need. So can we improve our service 4%? I think so. I think there's plenty of room to improve. So now we've got a better attitude the first week. The second week, we focus on stepping out of the comfort zone a little bit. And the third week, we try to give a little better service. Just give that 4% service improvement and see what happens.